You're listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network. Look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. No, it's, well, they're not actually in the sky, but it's Oscar Blues Brewing Company. They are one of the biggest supporters of OneOfUs.net. They make all kinds of great beers. They were the first craft brewery to put beer in a can, and they've got breweries open in North Carolina, two in Colorado, and one in Austin. They're really amazing. They've been a huge support to OneOfUs.net, and we'd appreciate it if you would support them as well. Also, you guys, subscribers out there, you know who you are or who you aren't. Please think about becoming a subscriber if you're not already. That is the way that we're able to put out all the free content as well as all the bonus content, of which there is lots of which in our forums for you guys. Become a subscriber, support OneOfUs.net, drink Oscar Blues Brewing Company, and, you know, don't be afraid to check out our other social media on Facebook, YouTube, Tumblr, Twitter. We're all over the damn place. This was like Chris goes to the movies with a group of like gibbons, like laughing like inmates in an insane asylum.
No, you were.
Let me introduce the gibbons.
No, this is equivalent of you being Batman, and then you took the Robins from this show to this movie.
Yeah, these Robins. You took two Teen Titans to the movies with you.
I'm not seeing it.
I'm Batman.
Okay, now I see it. I can kind of see it.
Yeah. Everyone always mistakes me for Bruce Wayne. It's weird.
Really?
Like, if instead of money I had cats, then I'm totally Bruce Wayne.
Doesn't that make you Catman?
Instead of muscles, I have, like, you know, love handles. But I use them to fight crime.
Yeah.
He's got the keg instead of the six-pack.
One of my parents is dead.
Oh, well.
The other one's doing great. It's a place in Florida. She's got this beautiful house. It's really nice. Try to visit her as often as I can.
So a lot of my angst is actually self-imposed.
So, Titans, go. Titans, yay.
Listen to a lot of goth music in high school.
Darkness, no parents. Silver
rich. A lot of money. Kind of makes it better. Yep. That's not what we're talking about.
We're talking about Teen Titans Go!
To the movies. Point,
to the movies, which is the film... Not adaptation.
It's the film version.
Yeah,
it's the movie. It's the movie.
Yeah. And it is very much the same style as the TV show. It's got that same sort of, like... Lots of meta humor, lots of like stuff that's definitely
more does it ever
more yep. directed towards young people or gibbering lunatics from an insane asylum.
Yeah, there was a line of demarcation in the theater.
There was
with you guys,
and then there was me and Martin.
Yeah, and I heard Corey and them laughing a good amount too, away on the other side of us.
I mean, you guys at one point turns to me, he's like I could tell you hated it. Basically, I was like, no, I didn't hate this movie.
You didn't have the same reaction I did. Therefore, you hated it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, I thought it was fine. It was just, like, not... I was just not all in. I was like, yeah, this is cute.
Well,
it's like
somehow.
Deadpool for kids.
That's a good way of describing this, actually. Have you seen the show at all?
No, I've never watched the show.
I watched trailers for it,
but that's about it.
Did you see the Teen Titans animated series from, like, 10 years ago?
I did not. I've watched Young Justice. Does that count?
No.
Young Justice is awesome.
What is?
We know it is, Chris.
It is. And there was a reference to it, too.
Yeah, I like their reference. Their scratched out VHS tape of Young Justice.
I mean, is there anything that wasn't referenced in here? And that even includes Marvel?
Yeah, there are references to damn near everything.
Like, I mean, if the meta referencing thing is not your thing, then this is decidedly not your
no,
movie.
No.
There were even puns that were references.
That's what this movie is. I mean, it's so referential that even Stan Lee shows up in the
movie. Yeah, I was honestly kind of shocked that happened. I was shocked there were so many Marvel references.
And I mean, even more so, like, in terms of comparisons to Deadpool, it even had a certain degree of plot similarity in a way, because Deadpool and Deadpool 2 is like, nobody really likes him. Everybody's kind of like, we don't take you seriously. You're not a hero. And he's searching for a family, a team to be taken seriously as heroes together.
And here,
the Teen Titans are already a team, but no one takes them seriously or likes them or thinks they're really heroes.
Uh-huh.
And they have to discover what it means to be a team and learn to be proper heroes, dealing with the entirety of the Justice League. Every
superhero in the DC universe making fun of them, and basically Robin being obsessed with the idea of, because everybody else gets a big movie and he doesn't have a movie.
Yeah, that's the thing, is like the bellwether of being a real superhero in this universe is having a movie.
Well, this is the alternate reality where DC movies are doing well.
Yeah, and the whole, like, there's a, quite honestly, an obscene number of references, and an obscene number of DC characters that
all
show up in this. Yeah.
I mean, the Guardians of the Unknown are in
the Guardians of the Guardians!
Challengers
of the Unknown.
That's how unknown they are. You guys
Challengers!
Right away.
I've never actually read a Challengers of the Unknown.
I met them once on another comic I read once.
You know.
I feel like someone who would have gotten killed off in a run of Doom Patrol or something, you know?
Yeah, nobody
cares about them.
I mean, the Doom Patrol even was like a major touchstone of the original Teen Titans animated series from early 2000s. It's where Beast Boy came from.
Right. And he'll be, Doom Patrol is actually getting its own series soon on the DC streaming network.
Yeah, so weird. Oh, is it going to run alongside Titans?
Yeah.
Is it going to do that? Is that? No, we're going to talk about it.
Well, let's talk about this movie first. We haven't really talked a lot about
Titans.
They're
introducing one of the men Titans before they
Hey,
the good news is Swamp Thing won't be connected to it.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I guess that's a good thing.
Do not bring your evil here.
Yes. But, you know, I mean, it's one of those films that is so constantly referencing stuff and so constantly making jokes that for some people it is just going to be a little tiresome after a while.
And I
think Martin and I were both on the page where it was like, this was really funny for a half hour, and then they just kind of felt like they were recycling a lot of the same jokes too many times. Like, they kept coming back to jokes that worked to the point where I was like, okay, it was funny the first time, but this is the fifth time you've done this joke.
That I felt like it didn't get that far into it for me. Yeah. I felt like, if anyone's going to have a problem with it, it's not even really a question of repeating jokes. It's just the rapid-fire nature of the movie, where there's doesn't really give you any room to breathe until, like, the end of third act low point, the end of second act low point, where, like, you know, everybody's at their lowest point, and, you know, we've got to build ourselves back up for the big fight. But before that, it was just constant musical numbers.
Yeah, I really enjoyed the musical numbers. Yeah. I will say that, but that's me. I like musicals anyway. But they're fun musical numbers, and it has a lot of fun with the idea of these guys. The reason they're not heroes is because they kind of too bought into how awesome they are by singing about it.
Yeah.
They don't notice crime going on because they're just talking about how great they are.
They have their own mixtapes. Yeah. And I like that Cyborg specifically, and this is a running joke from the show, Cyborg is kind of stuck in the 80s. In fact, he has a whole diatribe in one episode of the show about VHS and Betamax, and he goes on for several minutes about VHS and Betamax and the Golden Girls.
Right.
And that actually, when he got a Green Lantern ring, that was his construct, were the Golden Girls.
It was pretty amazing.
So he had a Green Lantern ring?
Yeah, there's a lot of weird jokes in that show.
I just think it was strange that, because they were, like, they reference, obviously Justice League is in this, and there's points where Cyborg is talking about the Justice League, and they never reference that. Well, Cyborg live action one, he's actually part of the Justice League.
Well, there's one reference to it, which is in the opening, technically, but which I thought was clever what they did. Well, no, because you know how the opening, it shows like all the...
It's the same DC
intro, but it's all animated now.
Right.
So Cyborg's part of that intro, even though the rest of them aren't.
Wasn't the little intro thing they were doing at first that they pull away, that was a parody of the Marvel intro, the original Marvel
No,
intro.
Well,
the second joke.
Oh, well, that was the second one they did, but
because the first intro is the one that's actually in front of normal DC films.
Right.
It's just they turned it into the animation of the film.
Sure.
Right. Speaking of
clever,
cute opening stuff, that little animation with Batgirl was there's a little pre-cartoon. It's so goddamn charming, and I believe that is Tara Strong as Batgirl.
And they're trying to really, I mean, if you collect the comics or go to comic stores a lot, you'll see there's a lot of DC Supergirls, basically, stuff, like a younger line for girls that's been coming out, and they've been pushing and doing
it seems like
two or three issues a month in the main series.
Yeah, remember they made a bunch of action figures for it years ago.
Really trying to push that, and that was definitely felt like more of that. Like, guys, you know there's a whole thing about just the ladies?
Yeah, and which I guess get that. It's basically a protracted commercial, but I just thought it was very charming in an old school Looney Tunes kind of way. And cute. And it was also, it was directed by Lauren Faust, so who's the showrunner for My Little Pony back when it was revived. Okay, so well, I know that. I know that, Chris.
Knows these things. This is why you're on this review, Matt.
This is why. This yes, one this factoid. Is
there's no kaiju, but there are giant robots.
Yeah. The giant robots are always fun.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I just overall in general, I was very entertained. Mike and I were talking about this after the movie. You said this is one of your favorite movies of the year.
I was laughing so hard. Okay, on my way here, I would remember random sequences of this film and just burst into laughter in my car.
Explosive diarrhea.
I just couldn't stop laughing at like random shit. And a lot of them like are just giant DC references.
And if you guys don't know, the Titans are here because they've been a lot of people. Yeah. Robin, Beast, Robin, obviously Batman and Robin.
Yeah. Right.
Beast Boy, who can turn into different animals. Sure. Cyborg, of course, who's like the half-man, half-robot with all sorts of robot powers. Raven, who is a sorceress daughter of a demon who has telekinetic abilities and can make teleportation portals. Starfire, who's an alien princess who's got super strong. She can fly and she can shoot like lasers and shit.
And then
it's all of them versus Slade. Really weird that they never referred to him as Deathstroke.
That's a running gag, or not a gag, but it's something they did back in the old Teen Titans show.
Mm-hmm. They couldn't call
never
him Deathstroke.
Called him Deathstroke because I guess the censors didn't want him to call him that.
They thought it was too heavy of a name for the kind of lighter animated series tone they were going for back then.
Yeah.
And now that there's a whole generation that grew up just knowing him as Slade as opposed to Deathstroke, that's why they just went with Slade.
Also I didn't know that was his name until I started reading comics.
Also surprised me because they kept making jokes of like, no, dude, you're Deadpool. Because obviously, I don't remember which one actually. I think it is Deathstroke first.
Yeah.
Deathstroke the Terminator.
They're obviously, like many things in Marvel and DC, one character
Wilson,
or one situation
is a
rip off of the other. Yeah, it's Wade Wilson.
Yeah.
I was like, they kept doing that, and then they never brought up the name similarity either. And I was like, "Come on, really? You're not going to get there?"
It really did feel like there was a lot of the overarching, like the plot stuff, the stuff you're supposed to quote unquote take seriously in this, you're supposed to buy into, was really targeted for younger kids because, I mean, there's a character in it named Jade Wilson.
Yeah.
And she's the director of all the new superhero movies. Yeah. You can see where this is going if you're over the age of 9.
It made me wonder, is there a Jade Wilson? Because I know that Slade had a daughter.
He has two kids.
His daughter is in the show.
Is she?
Yeah. She was in the original show, at least.
No, she wasn't in the original show.
And was she in the new show?
She was in the new show.
That was Kristen Bell voicing Jade Wilson.
Yes.
Yes. And Will Arnett as Slade.
Oh, this is perfect casting.
Yeah. He's much. I was actually fairly certain when I first saw the promos for this that, I mean, before I saw the jokes start kicking in, I was fairly certain that they were going to be. I was fairly certain that they were just going to transplant Slade from the original show into this show and have just a villain who plays everything straight is actually terrifying.
Part of the trailers made it seem like it would be that at one point, but then...
But then it kind of leans into the whole, like, you're going to annoy me to death with your waffles?
I was fine with that, though, because it makes sense for the series.
He was funny, though. He was still... I still liked him.
And then, of course, Nicolas Cage finally gets to play Superman.
Oh, God.
That man's obsessed with Superman.
He has so many great lines in this.
Oh my God.
And so much great stuff to do. Like,
there's so many great Superman references in this movie.
They're just dumping kryptonite on him at one point.
That's the high point. It's like, oh, we're going to take advantage of your other weakness. And they've just got tons of kryptonite.
He's just on the floor and they're just dumping it on him. It's so funny.
That was one of the ones that just, I kept laughing at the thought of it.
There is some,
the look on his face
there
when it happens.
Some jokes in this that are honestly kind of shocking. Like,
yeah, absolutely.
Surprisingly dark. Well, they hit the guy with the car, and then they just drove off.
There's three jokes in particular I can think of.
Yeah, there's the one, of course, there's the very Batman-centric joke where I was like, what the fuck?
And I laughed so hard.
Yeah. What the fuck, man?
I can't stop laughing at that.
That's Crime Alley! Don't take your children down there. Don't take your kids down there. Get down there. What did she say?
Go down
Happy Acre or something like that.
Just people with pies.
The actual shortcut.
Yeah.
As opposed to Death Alley.
Thanks for taking me to this movie in this incredibly dangerous neighborhood, Dad.
James Corden plays an early villain, Balloon Man.
I love Balloon Man.
Jimmy Kimmel is Batman.
weird.
Halsey is Wonder Woman. Little Yachty, is that the really a name of
They got Nick Cage's son to be young Bruce Wayne. I didn't know that.
That's actually
They got Kal-El to be young Bruce Wayne. That's awesome.
His name is Kal-El?
That's how obsessed with Superman.
I did not know that.
Nicolas Cage is...
That's fucked. Little, oh,
yeah.
But
no,
Little Kal-El.
Named his kid.
I did not know that.
He should have named him Luke Cage. I still don't understand why he didn't do that. He had the opportunity right there.
Because he's a DC guy.
Well, no, he named himself Cage because of Luke Cage.
Right, that's true. I think his taste changed.
God.
Maybe.
Well,
I mean, it's not as bad as Penn Jillette, who named his daughter Moxie Crime Fighter.
Oh, God.
No. Can we not? Can we not? Children are... I'm sorry, guys. Your children is not your canvas by which you paint on. They're human beings. But
I remember that when you name your kid Godzilla.
That being said, I would have been rather named Moxie Crime Fighter than Chris Cox.
It's a pretty great name.
Yeah.
But yeah, Halsey and Little Yachty, they're music artists, apparently.
Okay, fair enough.
I don't know. I
think
they're musicians.
Little Yachty was. It's anybody's
guy. Well, Halsey is too, apparently. We looked
it up. One of the best lines in the movie, though, which is, of course, there was a Green Lantern movie, but we don't talk about that.
It's in the trailer.
I like that it is specifically John Stewart Green Lantern in this.
You see Hal, though, every now and then in the background. You see a lot of difference.
Well, there's a lot of Green Lanterns.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, is there a lot of Green Lanterns.
I love that Patton Oswalt is the Atom for those two lines.
Well, it's two lines, but it's a joke they do twice, but it's a funny joke.
Sure.
You know. But like I said, that was my ultimate issue. Was like, they'd make me laugh the first time, and then they'd do it again, and it just wasn't as funny. It was like, okay, you already did that joke. It was like, hey, everybody loved this joke the first time. Let's just do it again.
Amazingly, that never really hit me. I thought it would, because I was expecting it to. There's like maybe two times it does do that. That definitely... But even then, it was a joke that I didn't like to begin with.
Which joke was that? Do you want to talk about it?
It was the prop one.
Show us the prop joke. You on the doll.
Prop joke.
It's when they're in the set and they keep using that prop, but not the way they were supposed to be using the prop.
Oh, the protracted poop joke?
Yeah, that just goes on.
At a certain point, I was more laughing at the incredulity of it, that they just kept going, and I'm like, I'm more laughing at the fact that they're committing to this so far.
Well, they brought it back around only because of, like, something Jade says later on, but... There's a few jokes here and there that I was like, that joke just wasn't really funny, but like you said, they're just firing so many jokes at you, and they're just random jokes in the background that are just, like, puns or superheroes hanging out with other superheroes. Like, I kept going, there's Green Arrow, there he is!
Yeah,
damn you.
I really want to watch this at home so that I can pause it and go through all the characters. Because
there's so much background shit going on, too. There's, like, posters of, like, things like... Where one poster made me laugh was a Jonah Rex, where it's...
Oh, yeah.
A T-Rex with a cowboy hat on, you know? I was like, okay, that's cute.
There was a lot of, little cute movie posters. There's actually, if you look in the opening scene in Jump City, there's a ton of background gags, Simpsons-level background gags of, like... Jump City, and then you see underneath it says safer than Gotham.
Or that has like the Joker spray painting ha 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 ha.
Yeah.
Too.
or what's the there's like a beauty salon called Apocalypse, and it's just Darkseid with his giant puffy red lips.
Yeah, there's a poster that said Darkseid, and it was like it was Darkseid with like these big thick glasses on.
Oh, God.
I was like, there's so many fucking puns in the background. I love this movie.
I mean,
you guys were laughing so hard, I missed some jokes.
Sure.
That's how hard these guys were laughing.
I missed some of them too because I was
Martin
laughing
and I
so hard.
At one point, both kind of leaned forward and looked at y'all like, "What the hell?"
I couldn't contain it, man.
I'm a giggle puss. I laugh a lot at stuff. I mean, I remember when I saw Skull Island, I was sitting next to Bo and we were laughing hysterically through the whole movie, and I was mostly laughing because I was drawing on his energy. But
yeah, he is basically Rob De Niro in Cape Fear when he's in the he does that. You're like, Jesus.
Yeah, he's a big cigar.
Like, I guess you liked the movie. He's like, no, I hated it. Where'd you get that from?
Yeah. He's like, I give it a 5. It's goddamn it, Bo.
Bo has his. What do you want? Go away. He's like, yeah, keep going for my drink.
Well, they just haven't gotten fed yet, so they're like, yeah. Anyway, let's go to final thoughts. Michael, get us started.
This movie was one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life. I'm sorry. I couldn't stop laughing. I want to see this movie again really bad. There are so many DC references to different movies, different cartoons, different comics, just random character puns, stuff in the background. Characters are everywhere. And just references to other movies and Marvel stuff. It's just, this movie blew me away with how much smarter than I was giving it credit for. Like, I watched the original Teen Titans show when that was a thing. And then, you know, there's, and then there was, I watched Teen Titans Go with my niece because she really wanted to watch it. And there was some stuff in there that I liked. So when this movie got announced, I was expecting it to not be very good. Because there's a lot of bad episodes of Teen Titans Go. Like, that's a fact. Like, there's a reason people hate that show.
Yeah.
But I get why people like the show, because I saw what I say, quote-unquote, the good ones. But this movie is, like, everything about all those good episodes that I liked, like, put into one giant film. And I can't recommend it enough. I would give it 9 out of 10 background movie puns.
Nice.
Matt Frank.
That's me. So, yeah, I'm kind of in the same camp as Mike. I've seen a lot of the episodes of the show. When I first saw it, I was honestly a little put off by it because it was the first few episodes are very cynical. Like, no. Robin is a piece of shit in the show, especially early on.
He's a terrible person.
After a while, I started warming up to it because I genuinely thought some of it was funny.
I mean, between that and the Titans trailer, I'm starting to think there's somebody high up at Warner Brothers who just fucking hates Robin.
Yeah, right. Actually. And that's, I don't know, but see, that's the thing is, like, I honestly am kind of sad that a lot of DC fans are going to reject this right off the bat because a lot of people hate Teen Titans Go. Mm. I mean, the show is popular and it does well, so. But I think there's going to be a lot of kids who like the show and are going to want to watch it, especially since it's the only goddamn thing Cartoon Network runs during the day.
Right.
But it's really a shame because there's so many references and it's so silly and it's very. It actually seems like this movie was made by people who know the DC universe and saw this as an opportunity to just throw as much in there as they possibly could. So I really, even if you don't think you like the show or you, I think if you're a DC fan, you should go watch it because it's, I thought it was really entertaining and really funny. It is one of those things that is a joke a second and it is rapid fire and that's something that Martin brought up, which was, you sort of get inured to it, you know, and if it's because it's the same, it's hitting the same beat over and over again, and you're kind of exhausted after a certain point. But I personally was very entertained. It's the hardest I've laughed in a movie in a while. I think I'm going to give it, if I give it 9 out of 10, I'm going to get eviscerated. I'm going to get it 8.5 out of 10 dramatic villain names, like Slade.
But what he really means is clearly 9 out of 10.
Yeah, it's 9 out of 10. I'm going to give it 9 out of 10. Slade.
Yeah, I'm kind of with Martin on this one. It's one of those, like, when I said it's Deadpool for kids, it sure ain't Deadpool. But it's playing on the same type of humor, just really, I mean, like, a lot more fart and poop jokes, basically. A lot more cute
explosive diarrhea.
A lot of stuff that feels very, like, very Cartoon Network. A lot of, like, a Powerpuff Girls level humor, if you will, which I like, but, you know, that sort of, like, oh, it's a rainbow monster, you know?
Yeah,
like,
okay. similar vein, and I could see that, but maybe not, I think a little more manic.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot more manic.
But I, you know, I did enjoy it. There's just a point I was like, okay, I kind of wish this was just a really good episode of the show someone would maybe watch, because then it would have been done in 30 minutes, and I would have gone, that was great! But at 88 minutes, actually, it was a little too long for my taste.
Yeah, there's some sequences that I'm like, there's no reason, this is funny, but there's no reason for this to be in the movie.
Yeah, it's a crazy cartoon, and I do think that people who, like, not having seen the show, who are like, I hate the show, it's so stupid, like, from what you guys are saying, it sounds like this is basically the single best episode of the whole show by a sizable margin.
For me, yes.
Yeah.
And in which case, I'm like, well, maybe you guys tamp down the cynicism, and I think you might actually enjoy this. I think there's a lot to enjoy here. It is fun, and it is clever. It was just a little too much. I don't know. No, I don't know if I'll watch it again, but I'm glad I saw it.
You get it? Can I have it?
I'm going to give it 7 out of 10 slow-release balloon farts.
Oh, by the way, if you like the original Teen Titans show, wait during the credits.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're actually...
It's a great sequence.
That's something that the Warner Bros. Animation has not forgotten about, that people really want the original show to come back. So.
Yeah, which I kind of wonder if that's them actually saying they're going to do it.
There's been rumors for ages, but who knows on this
one. See.
I don't care. I just want my Young Justice.
I know you do.
I want both.
It's coming.